Hi, welcome to This Expat Life. My name is Amanda Maxime, and as a certified coach, I help high-achieving expats find more fulfillment and happiness in their global lives. Because while life abroad is often amazing, it is not only rainbows and butterflies, as all experienced expats know. In This Expat Life, I open up space for all facets of life abroad and what you can do to thrive in it. And to support you in your personal, professional, and geographic life transitions, I share tips, tell relatable stories, and connect with fellow expats. Whether you've just moved abroad or you are a seasoned expat, This Expat Life is your place to find real understanding and to grow from the inside out. Enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to This Expat Life, and oh my gosh, it's episode 50 already. I seriously almost cannot believe it. I started this podcast a year and a half ago, and for a long time, I already had an idea of starting a podcast, but it was an idea for one day, you know? And I only got started because I saw an entrepreneur who I really admire asking on Instagram to be a guest on podcasts in English. And she wanted to have a minimum of 1,000 listeners per episode. And even though I hadn't even started This Expat Life, I decided to pitch it. And to my surprise, she said yes to it. And this is really what got me started. So immediately I created 2 solo episodes. I looked for people to interview so I could get some experience. And honestly, without her saying yes to my pitch, I'm sure it would have taken me another 6 months to get started. By the way, if you're interested in that episode with Celine Charlotte, it's number 3, I believe. But I'm just so grateful that I decided to listen to my gut feeling, just pitch myself and deciding to go for it. Because now we're 50 episodes later and I can honestly say that I love podcasting so much. And I am so grateful for those who are listening to every episode, or even if you're just finding out about This Expat Life, that you are here. I often get messages from people who said they listened to an episode and that something that I had said stuck with them, and that is always really, really nice for me to hear. So to those who have been here for longer, and also to those who just got here, thank you so much for being here. I really, really enjoy making these episodes for you. So today it's going to be a bit of a personal episode. I have not prepared anything for this episode. Usually I do a little bit, but I thought, you know what, this is a personal episode. It doesn't really matter anyway. My brain can sometimes be a bit chaotic. That's why I often prepare like a sort of outline for each episode to not get lost in details. So let's see how I go today. But today I wanted to share an update on my 6 months in Rio, because I am leaving in exactly 48 hours at the time of recording. And I've been here almost 6 months. And I get so many questions from people asking me like, so are you going to stay longer? Are you going to come back to Rio? Do you still want to buy a house there? Because I said that previously. Not that I have the funds for that, but it's just a dream. And actually, I have a few things to say about the last 6 months here, about the 6 months in general, but also specifically about Rio. So I thought I would share them with you in this episode, so you know how I feel. It's also really nice for me to be in this expat journey again and to now go back home. And that's also bringing up a lot for me, actually, but more about that later. So just a little recap. I got to Rio on the 10th of January and it's now early July. So I've been here nearly 6 months. I didn't spend the entire 6 months in Rio. I also went to Arizona for, I think it was 12 days. I went to Buenos Aires for a couple of days and I traveled to a few other places in Brazil, like Brasilia, Salvador, Chapada Diamantina, and Teresópolis. And maybe I'm forgetting something, but I think that was it. So I spent over 5 months in Rio and in total nearly 6 months away from home. And to start with something that you are wondering if I'm excited to go home, yes, I am. Actually, it is not really an excitement to go home, although I'm happy to see my cats, especially, and my family and my friends. But it is more that I'm excited to leave Rio. Yes, and I am sure that a lot of people didn't expect that, although if you've seen my Instagram stories of the last couple of weeks, maybe you already had a feeling. I am not too sad that I am leaving Rio. So I really see my stay in Rio actually divided in 2 periods, the first 3 months and the second 3 months. The first 3 months were absolutely amazing. I got here in summer, I stayed in an Airbnb for a couple of weeks. Then I went to travel with a friend. We had carnival, which was amazing. Then I got back here. I had lots of friends coming to visit, so there was really a lot to do. And then I went to Arizona. And I feel like Arizona has been the shift of it all. So when I was getting ready for my flight from Arizona to Rio, I felt a bit like, I actually don't want to return to Rio. And that was one, because Arizona was absolutely amazing. I really loved it there and I would have loved to spend more time there. And two, there was something about Rio that I also felt a tiny bit before even moving here. Because before moving here, I really wanted to be in Rio, but there was also a voice within me that said, is this going to be good for your business and your work in general? And that was mostly because Rio is just very far off from the rest of the world, from where my clients are. And Brazil in general is very close off. And I am someone who's open, international, global. I love traveling. And that is also reflected in my work. So I was kind of wondering how that would be in Rio. But given that I had Arizona planned, which was also a business trip, I thought beforehand, you know, that will probably be fine. But in Arizona, I was connected with so many other digital entrepreneurs, international people. I was traveling there in an English-speaking country where, you know, there was efficiency and a focus on business. And then when I was thinking of going back to Rio, I felt a bit like, I'm going back to a city that is wonderful, really pleasant to live in, but it doesn't have that business vibe that I was craving at the time. So I already felt that part a little bit before going to Rio, then in Arizona again, and that feeling kind of stuck with me. So the first half of my stay there, I was also traveling. I had 3 weeks holiday. I told you all my friends were coming to visit me. And so while I was still working hard, when I wasn't traveling, I also felt really light. I was really enjoying Rio. And I think I mentioned it before in a podcast that I have a tendency to work really hard. And every time that I left my apartment, I immediately felt relaxed because everyone in Rio is pretty relaxed. Whereas in the Netherlands, that is not the case. So at that time, I felt really like balanced. So my hardworking, stressful side got really balanced with the relaxed side of Rio, and that worked really well. But in the second half of my stay, it just kind of changed. And there are definitely other factors at play, which I will talk about in a moment. But I was really in a hustle mode. I was working so hard. I got back and so inspired from Arizona. I had my idea for Touch Base, my new course. I was creating it. I had a lot of new clients and just, as always, really big dreams. So I was just really in this hustle mode. And this is when I started to realize that Rio wasn't matching that. Now, there's a little caveat here because I'm a solopreneur and I work online. So I think the experience of Rio is very, very different if you move here for a job or if you are in a co-working space even, or if you're here with your family. I'm also single here. That has really colored my experience. And what I found here is that I was working a lot from home, but there are not so many nice co-working spaces around. There are a few in the center, but I don't really go there. I don't really like that neighborhood. But where I am in Ipanema, there's I think one or two, but it's not really the vibe that I was looking for. And so I often worked in a cafe, Aussie Coffee, which I highly recommend, by the way. And while that was nice, you know, you're not in an office. You are surrounded by other gringos who, some of them are working, some of them are on holiday. And I just missed some corporate vibes. I really missed that. And I also kind of miss being surrounded by other people who also enjoy working. I thankfully have a friend or two here who are in the same mindset, and I have my friends online that I engage with a lot. But I kind of missed seeing it outside of me. And again, I wasn't in an office, so this has probably colored my experience of it all. But I know that in The Hague, for example, where I lived before and where I'm going back to, you have some really nice co-working spaces and a lot of people work there. And it's just more common to see other entrepreneurs or flexible workers, whatever, around you. And there's more a corporate vibe. And I didn't really see that here. And I just started missing that because I was in that hustle mode. So that was one big thing that really colored the second half of my stay here. But there were a few other things that started to annoy me more and more. I don't know if you can hear it, but there is a lot of noise in this city. There is so much noise. There is not a moment in Rio that it's quiet. To record Touch Base here, the videos of Touch Base, oh my God, you don't want to know how much effort I put into recording these videos so that I would have a good quality audio for you. The streets here are really busy, but also the apartment buildings, at least where I stayed all the time, are really noisy. So you hear the neighbors all the time. I hear my neighbor calling right now. She has a really loud voice. The windows are closed. I still hear her. The air conditioning of other neighbors is now switched off, but when it's turned on, and this has only started in the last couple of weeks, it is so noisy. Then the McDonald's next door also started using a new air conditioning, and my whole table was like vibrating. I could feel the noise, actually. So I'm pretty sensitive to noise, and I think I got even more sensitive here. And there was a point when, especially when you record things, you become really aware of all the noises. I was just going crazy. I really thought, am I going insane? Like, I cannot deal with these noises anymore. And I went to Brasilia a couple of weeks ago, and I lived in Brasilia for 3 years, and I was visiting some friends. And the moment I got there, I was like, oh, it's quiet here. It's calm. There's also space. And it's such a difference because in Brasilia, for example, it's not done to honk with your car. Like, it's really not done. I did it a lot in Brasilia because people just drive insanely there. And then they will get angry at me. But here in Rio, it is, you do it all the time. If the light turns green and you don't move within 1 second, four cars behind you are already honking. And there's just always so much noise. And that was really difficult for me because I'm really sensitive to it and I couldn't shut it out. It was really difficult. I kind of felt like I got more sensitive with other senses too, like smells, for example. I all the time smelled cigarette smoke on the streets, and it really, I never really was that sensitive to it. But here it's like, it was just too much for me. And this issue of noise has really impacted me. Because what you don't see or hear from me is how little I slept, especially in the first few months here. So in total, I stayed in 3 Airbnbs, one for the first 3 weeks, then one for 2 months, more or less, and then the final one, this one, if you're watching on YouTube, for 3 months. And the first one of 3 weeks was in a dead-end street, so I didn't hear any noise from the street, which was amazing. But then the apartment building was really bad. And I like to go to bed early, and Brazilians, not necessarily. And they're also really loud, also within the house, and I heard everything. So I would often wake up in the middle of the night, and yeah, I didn't sleep very well. Then the second Airbnb was also on a dead-end street, exactly one block behind my first Airbnb. So I thought, great, you know, it's going to be quiet, but in a better building. But what I didn't realize when I visited the place was that there were 3 huge apartment buildings at the end of that street. So that meant there was a lot of traffic, Ubers picking up people. I think there was also a school. And because they couldn't continue there, they would all turn and then go back. But because the dead end street was a bit on the hill, you know, you heard the motors every time gearing up to have some more power to get up that hill. And my bedroom was on the side of the street. The windows were really thin. You heard everything. And my sleep there was horrible, absolutely horrible. I heard everything. So there were so many cars, so many people coming back home at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I even heard roosters. Yes, in Rio, they exist. I'm not the only one who has heard and seen them. So there was noise nonstop. And I also had a very old school air conditioning there that wasn't quiet, and it made a lot of noise. So there was a point that I was really looking at hotels because I thought, I cannot stay here anymore. Like, I really need to sleep. If I don't sleep, you know, this is impacting my business. This is impacting how I serve my clients. I cannot allow this to continue much longer. And this is also when I decided to upgrade my Airbnb to one that was more expensive, simply because I needed a better building. And then after Arizona, I got to this place, and I'm sorry, I was thinking I was creating a short podcast episode, but it's turning a bit longer than I envisioned. But now I'm in this other apartment And the building, I mean, it looks beautiful. It's very spacious. It's very clean. It's fairly recently renovated, I think. And I do not hear any noise of the street. So I'm on the busiest street of Ipanema. I don't hear anything, which is amazing. And so when I got here in the morning after Arizona, I was like, oh my gosh, it's so relaxed here. I can just be here, you know, in peace and enjoy myself. But then I got into bed the first night and I heard the ventilator of the McDonald's that I just mentioned. And it was really, really loud. And it's a pretty monotone sound, so it's not that bad, but it does go on and off. And when it's been off and it goes on again, you really feel, oh, it's so much noise. And I'm not talking about the air conditioning that they also put on later, which made everything vibrate here. But that van has also been there at night, but I have been able to sleep. But then I hear my neighbors here all the time. I hear it when people flush the toilet. I hear it when people use, I don't know, the water for laundry, I guess. I hear everything. And I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear other people. And so it's been a challenge here too. It's not as bad as the other places, but for each of those Airbnbs, I've been really counting down the nights at the end, like really 2 more weeks, 1 more week, 5 more nights, 4 more nights, because I'm really, literally, really, really tired of it. So that for sure has impacted how I felt in Rio. And I've been speaking with some other people, foreigners who've been here for a longer time, and some of them live in other neighborhoods, and there it's really quiet. So maybe I made the mistake to move into my favorite neighborhood. I mean, I love the trees here. It's still so beautiful, Ipanema. I love it. But maybe I should have gone to another neighborhood because sleep and silence is really, really important to me. So that is definitely a lesson learned for next time. And if you are also very sensitive to noise and you're thinking about Rio, please take this into account. So yeah, that was one thing that has really affected me. And I think another reason why I'm excited to leave is that I'm just tired of the Airbnbs. There are definitely some positive sides to it, which I will get to in a moment, but I am a little bit tired of having to deal with things that are not properly done, although this apartment is pretty good overall. But just, it's not my apartment, and some things I wouldn't do it like that. Like, there is a second room, which you can see behind me, but they just put a really terrible sofa bed in it and I don't use it. So that whole room is going to waste. And they advertise it as a digital nomad's apartment. So I would put a little desk in there. You know, it's these things. So I work at the kitchen table all the time. And so it's always covered with books, with my microphone, those little things, but that's okay. And I think what I really like about this nomadic lifestyle at the moment, I came here with 2 suitcases and a trolley, and that's it. And I've realized that I am buying much less stuff than I usually do. I guess I like spending my money and I like buying things, clothes, whatever. And because I only have those 2 suitcases and everything needs to fit in them, I know I can't buy everything. And so it has really kept my spending, which I really appreciate because it was necessary, believe me. So that is definitely a plus side of these 6 months in Rio, which do not necessarily have to do anything with Rio. But for me, I really, really enjoyed this aspect. And I've also become much more organized than I am at home, because at home I have a lot of stuff. I'm very, very messy. I'm not organized at all. I hate cleaning as well. And here, because I don't have a lot of stuff, or I lived in very small apartments, or I only have like 3 spoons and 2 plates, I do the dishes all the time. I clean up after myself. Yeah, I'm getting very personal here, but in the Netherlands, I'm not like that. Like, I'm really messy and I need a cleaner to come in every 2 weeks. And here, I mean, I also have a cleaner here, but I am much more organized because I have less stuff and because the apartment is smaller or there's less available and so I need to reuse it again. And I also really like that aspect and I hadn't expected that, to be honest. And I'm kind of wondering, like, now that I'm going back home, I'm like, I'm not looking forward to having so much stuff again. I really enjoyed living out of these 2 suitcases. I deal with decision fatigue. Like, I often in the morning just sit on my bed because I don't know what I should wear. I have too many options. And here, I don't have so many. Yes, I brought 2 suitcases, but that was for 2 different countries, different kind of occasions, like hiking, business events, working here in summer. And so I'm really proud of myself, actually, that only with these two suitcases, and I even have my hiking boots with me, I have everything I need for 6 months. And because I don't have so many options, I'm just much quicker with my decisions. And I also really appreciate that. But I'm digressing a little bit, because what I'm talking about is not about Rio, but it has colored my experience. And to talk a little bit more about Rio, I wrote a few things down here in the last couple of days about what annoyed me or what I really liked. And one of the things that I realized as well, but again, this may have to do with my specific experience of not coming here with a family or coworkers, but I realized that the Cariocas, the people in living in Rio, they really just enjoy going to the beach, going out and working out because they really care about their body. And I have a feeling that those three things, and I guess family also, are the most important things. And I kind of miss, and I never thought I would say this, but I kind of miss some cultural diversity. And not so much with people, but just like, I don't know, like that there is more to life than just the beach and having fun. I already mentioned the lack of corporate vibes that I was feeling here. And I know I'm not the only one, because a lot of my friends actually confirmed they felt the same way. But for example, in the Netherlands, you know, there's always something going on with a museum or a bookstore, or even when I'm not looking for it, because I'm not a person who often goes to museums, but you run into things. There is cultural stuff going on, and I kind of miss that here. What I think is very, very telling is that every time I'm in a Digital Nomads WhatsApp group, and every time someone asks like, hey, what is a good bookstore here? There's only one bookstore mentioned, and it's a great one. It's very close to my house. It's a beautiful bookstore. It absolutely is. But the fact that everyone can only point to that specific bookstore, I think is very telling about this city. Namely, that not a lot of people read here. That's my experience, at least. And I miss talking about books with people and just picking up a few new books. I really appreciate it when a city is into books, and I just miss that. And I was speaking to a few more people, and I have to be careful now because I don't want to offend anyone. But someone mentioned to me, someone who had just spent some time in Paris and came back to Rio, she missed a hotspot of intellect that she was experiencing in Paris, where a lot of bright people go to that city because there's a lot of like institutions and companies concentrated there. There are different kinds of conversations, different kinds of events. And she felt that here in Rio, it wasn't the case. I started thinking about it, and I thought, yeah, I'm also not experiencing that, but I'm also not putting myself in environments where this could happen. So I can't really say that this is true, but it's also my experience. I like politics. I like books. I like talking about bigger developments in the world. And I kind of miss that here. And what I really felt here in Rio, but again, this is a personal experience because apparently this is a lesson that I learn over and over again, that when I stay too long in the same place without moving around, not necessarily moving, but just like traveling, I get to feel stuck. So I'm stuck in my environment and it has an effect on me. My energy just doesn't flow as well compared to when I do travel. So right now I'm leaving in 48 hours. I just finished my course. There's a lot of energy moving around me and I thrive on that energy. And people notice that with me too. And I think I made a mistake of staying too long in one place here in Rio. So what I learned is that it doesn't really matter where I am, even in a beautiful city like Rio, if I stay here for 2.5 months and I don't really go anywhere, I get stuck in a rut, and that isn't just great for me. But what I felt here in Rio was maybe more than in other cities was that it just felt very repetitive to me. So I remember going out the door on a Saturday and my doorman asks, nice, you're going to the beach? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to the beach. I'm going to a cafe to read a book. And while I love the beach, like in The Hague, I also go there, and I wanted to live in Ipanema also because of the beach and the view, especially here. I don't want to go to the beach every Saturday, every Sunday. I did that the first weeks when I got here in the second half of my stay, and I really enjoyed it. But after three or four times, I kind of got bored. Like, the beach is nice, but it's also very, very loud. And I'm not the only one who complains about this. And I was just by myself also. I just wanted to read a little and listen to music. But I just kind of got bored. And I feel because the focus is so much on the beach and enjoying themselves, again, in my experience, it just felt really repetitive to me. Like, there's not a lot of, I don't know, depth or innovation going on that I experience right away as I walk here on the streets. So that to me is also a bit of a downside to Rio. And I actually think that in Brasilia, even though I'm sure Brazilians don't agree with me, but there might be more like cultural diversity going on than in Rio. Because in Brasilia, there are all kinds of people from everywhere, and they have to cater to everyone, not just to the beach lovers. And so I have a feeling that there's more available there. But it's hard to compare because I lived there longer and I had like more local roots grown there than here. So yeah, the repetition of it all got a little bit to me. I missed having cultural stuff around me to inspire me a little bit. And I probably could have found it if I wanted to. But, and this is another mistake that I made, after Arizona, I was working a lot. And I didn't put a lot of effort in my social life before Arizona, because I had so many people coming to visit and I was also traveling. So then after Arizona, I got into this working mode until a friend came to visit, and that was really fun. And then I had another month and a half left, or 5 weeks, and I thought, okay, I'm actually already done with Rio, but I'm gonna make the most of it for my last weeks here. And then I got sick. I had a really bad cold that lasted for 3 weeks. I really didn't feel good. And because I hadn't invested a lot in my social life here, I also didn't have a lot to fall back on when I wasn't feeling that great. So I really didn't have a lot of energy. And I also didn't have the energy to go out and meet new people. If at all I wanted to be with friends I could really be myself with. And so that definitely impacted my second half here, that I just, well, I wouldn't say I was lonely, but I was very alone. And I was just working hard. And that combined with at some point having no energy and also not seeing like a lot of new or fun or cultural things around me, I guess I just kind of got stuck in that rut. Yes, there were things available to do, and if I would have searched for them, I would have found them, but I didn't have the energy. I was really a bit like, I don't want to make that effort to go all the way to that neighborhood to maybe enjoy like a nice exhibition or something. I also don't want to go to an event with digital nomads because I'm leaving in 5 weeks and I don't really have the energy to make new friends or to be social. So my whole mood was just a bit like, I don't want to. And I think I was just already done with Rio after 4 months. And I kind of just felt like I had to ride it out till the end. So that is definitely a lesson that I learned. Before I left for Rio, I was wondering, will 6 months be nice for me? Because as I said, I was thinking already about like my business and the corporate vibes. And what I was kind of fearing eventually turned out to be true. I think I would have loved it here if I was here for 3 or 4 months and that was it. So yeah, that is a lesson learned. Do I regret any of it? Absolutely not. I never regret my decisions because it's either a success or a lesson learned. And this one is definitely a lesson. So the lesson is that Rio is an absolutely amazing city because I still love this city, but it's not the environment for me if I'm in a hustle mode. That is the lesson that I learned. And I take that lesson with me going forward. So if I now want to go elsewhere, I will really take that into account. And also, as I'm going back home to The Hague, the lesson that I learned again of like, ooh, I need that alternation in environment and I need to be inspired by things around me, either by doing new things or by going to new places. I need to apply that to my life in The Hague as well. So to answer the questions, am I excited to go home? Yes, I am, but it's mostly because I'm happy to leave Rio. Will I go back here? That's another question that I got a lot. 100%. Brazil is in my heart. Rio is in my heart. Rio is absolutely a gorgeous city. And I think I think I just really chose the city because of the views, and Ipanema especially. And I still love the views. I mean, I go running here quite often, although this is another mistake that I made. I stopped exercising because, well, a bunch of reasons, the cold, and my personal trainer had an accident, and then I just kind of got lazy. But when I run here along the beach with the sun setting, oh my gosh, that view is absolutely gorgeous. And every time I see it, it makes me so happy because Rio is a beautiful city. In the weekends, I often run a lap around Lagoa, which is a lake. It's like 7.5 kilometers. It's gorgeous. And I have views of Christ the Redeemer. It's absolutely beautiful. Rio really is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, with that beautiful beach and then those beautiful green hills. It is gorgeous. And I think I really picked Rio because of the views. So yes, I will go back here. I still love the Cariocas. The people here are amazing. They are so relaxed. I'm not looking forward to going back to the Netherlands, where people are complaining more, they're more cranky. It's not the case here. Yes, they like to honk when they are in traffic, but they are just so, so incredibly kind. They know how to party, they know how to have fun. And in the first months of my stay here, I really did enjoy that. It was only when I moved into hustle mode that it wasn't the right environment for me again. So yeah, my plan is to come back here next year with Carnival and maybe add a month or two to it. But let's see, I don't know what will happen. And the other question, do I still want to buy an apartment here? No. After having experienced how noisy all the apartments are, I'm like, no way I'm investing in this city. And again, that question is not even relevant now, but I like to dream big and have plans for the future. But I'm taking this one off the list. And then the next question, what is my next plan? What am I going to do? Well, I'm going back home to the Netherlands, to The Hague, where I officially live. I have my cats there. I'm really looking forward to spending some time there this summer. That was always the plan. And I have committed to spending at least 4 months there until October. And who knows where I might go. Maybe I will try the nomadic life again, because I really did enjoy traveling here with just the 2 suitcases. I also loved the time difference. The Netherlands felt far away, and I really appreciated that, if I'm honest. So I might do this again. But let's see, there are some factors that have an influence on that decision. So let's see how it's going to play out. But I'm really able to relax into that uncertainty, into not knowing what my next step is. And I love it that the future is completely open. So let's see. Right now, I'm looking forward to going home to the Netherlands in, well, now less than 48 hours. I'm looking forward to spending the summer there. I'm also really looking forward to having in-person coaching sessions again with new clients. Because in the last 6 months, everything has been online. And while online sessions are great, I personally really love in-person sessions because I can just do a little bit more. I see more of the person. I see more of the body. We can work with the body as well. We can move around in the room. I've got really nice exercises that I often do online as well. But we can just do a little bit more when we are in person. So yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that. And if you hear this and you have been thinking about getting coached by me and you are in the Netherlands, I have spots available again for coaching. The coaching journey lasts 4 months, so that fits in perfectly with my time frame. And if you are interested in knowing more, know that you can always schedule a free discovery call with me. And there is one final piece that I'm really looking forward to, and I'm actually sharing it here for the first time. I'm going to organize a live event on the 28th of September in the Netherlands. And more details will follow soon. But if you want to work on your personal growth together with other Globetrotters guided by me, write down the 28th of September in your calendar and stay tuned for more information. Okay, that's it. I really need to do something about shortening these podcast episodes. I always think I'm just going to talk for 20 minutes and it's a lot more again. So thank you for listening, or thank you for watching. Thank you for being here for 50 episodes already. And here's to 50 more. And by the way, if you want me to talk about a specific topic or you have a question for me, please let me know. Your input is really appreciated and it helps me to pick topics for the next episodes. Thank you so much and have a good day wherever you are.